Now, the rest of the story. When Tom was 5, he and another little boy often played together. Sometimes they met at a nearby pond, and sometimes, when there was no danger of getting caught, they swam. But one day when they were swimming, Tom looked around, and his little friend was suddenly gone. Maybe the boy had seen someone coming and had run home, Tom thought, so he swam to shore and ran home also, but the next day Tom's young playmate was discovered drowned. What you've heard is all we know of the incident, except for this. Tom was haunted by the experience for the rest of his life. So was that childhood trauma his inspiration? Is that why he, many years later, became obsessed with a device which might reach out to the dead? Well, Tom did evolve some unconventional philosophy as he grew up. Although he called himself an agnostic, he did believe in a life force behind every living thing. He once told a friend, and I'm quoting now, "The life force itself is immortal. It expresses itself in an endless succession of changing forms. This manifestation of energy came to Earth from some other part of the universe. It has the power to travel any distance instantaneously, but its quantity is limited," end quote. Tom might discuss those theories for hours on end, promoting his belief in a vast reservoir of indestructible intelligence and so on. But his ideas were just ideas until he met and befriended Sir William Crookes. Now, Sir William was a renowned physicist, also a spiritualist. And as they became acquainted, he told Tom about his miraculous experiences with the spirit world, of how he and a group of colleagues had taken 43 photographs of a disembodied spirit, had taken them during a series of sessions with a trance medium which had lasted through an entire winter. Now, Tom respected Sir William, and he listened to those accounts with rapt attention, but even though the photographic evidence was intriguing, there was still no way Tom could allow himself to believe without more, without a machine, a device of some kind which might enable the hereafter to prove itself without the aid of mediums or other human agencies. Such a spirit communicator could end ages of speculation on the subject, and at the very least it would do no harm. But Tom would not seek the help of his learned friend Sir William. He would take this one step beyond alone. Well, Tom did not live to perfect his machine, as far as we know. We do know that he became interested in spiritualism some 15 years before his death, and that 5 years before he died, his hard, cold skepticism mysteriously vanished. No machine, as such, survives him, though it has been suggested that well-meaning friends might have destroyed it to protect Tom's reputation for posterity, because, you see, the Tom you've just met, you'd never met. The Tom you know filled the night with another kind of light, through another kind of invention called the light bulb. And if someday someone discovers a heretofore undiscovered big black box among the warehoused effects of Thomas Alva Edison, you might not want to step inside, because now you know the rest of the story.